This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are with both Dr. Villargo and Dr. Hendrick, who are fellowship-trained plastic surgeons that founded and co-own the New Orleans Center for Aesthetics and Plastic Surgery. They are both here to talk about why two surgeons are better than one. Doctors Villargo and Hendrick, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And you're quite welcome. So for starters, Dr. Hendrick, what are the advantages for patients to work with a practice where the surgeons have unique specializations on different body parts?
Well, you know, it really allows each surgeon to individualize their area of expertise. So, for instance, for myself, I am a body plastics or more of a general plastic surgeon who also focuses on hand surgery. And I've teamed up with Dr. Villargo, who is a fellowship-trained facial plastic surgeon. And, you know, there's a lot of procedures that are out there in plastic surgery, but, you know, when we have our own individual fields, it really allows us to hone in on the skills for each of those areas. So I think it provides a patient with a more comprehensive and specialized, specialized care in the field of plastic surgery.
And it's better than going to a plastic surgeon that may represent themselves as the jack of all trades, because even though plastic surgery is a highly specialized field, there are specializations within that field that if you continuously do on a daily basis, obviously you're going to be better at that particular subspecialty than one who does everything.
Good points there. And when vetting a plastic surgeon, what are the main points to research?
So basically, you know, the patients really need to look at the training background. So plastic surgeons, you know, should have completed an accredited plastic surgery program or residency, preferably in the United States. And, you know, there are other training areas that plastic surgeons can also go through. For instance, hand surgery, like myself, in which I did it an accredited hand fellowship. But there's also cranial facial, there's microsurgery and breast reconstruction fellowships. So those are all things to pay attention to, especially if you're looking for a particular type of surgery to be done.
And facial plastic surgery is a little bit different than plastic surgery, because facial plastic surgeons have a background in otolaryngology, head and neck surgery. And so facial plastic surgeons should be board certified head and neck surgeons. And then we go on to complete a fellowship specifically in cosmetic and reconstructive surgery of plastic surgery within the head and neck. And so that's something to look for with your facial plastic surgeons as well. The other thing that you should look for with any plastic surgeon when you're researching them is what their experience is in a particular procedure. So ask them how many procedures that they've done. Ask them if they have any photographs of any procedures that they've done. Before and after photos are a big deal. And then go on websites like realself.com and check out any patient testimonials that may be out there related to the plastic surgeon that you're looking to start a relationship with.
Tell me, what procedures can be done in conjunction with one another, and is it safer and is it more cost effective?
So, you know, most procedures can actually be done under, I guess, one anesthesia setting. The most common combinations are rhinoplasty and breast augmentation, and also facelifts and tummy tucks. So basically, you know, it's the patient going under one anesthesia. It allows two surgeons to operate in separate areas. So this can actually be a safe alternative for the patient, and it's also more cost effective. You know, it cuts down on the operating time, especially if the two procedures can be performed simultaneously. And so that cuts down on the OR fees and anesthesia fees.
And the other thing that it cuts down on is the amount of time that they take off from work following these procedures. So we're going to talk about recovery time in a little bit, but if they have one recovery period, then they're taking off less time from work, which translates to less lost income. And so they're able to return to work faster than had they separated these procedures out in two separate settings.
And that certainly does make sense today. We are with Dr. Villargo and Dr. Hendrick, who are fellowship-trained plastic surgeons that founded and co-owned the New Orleans Center for Aesthetics and Plastic Surgery here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Villargo, we've talked about the recovery a little bit there. What is recovery like for doing multiple procedures at once?
So recovery is actually only as lengthy as the rate-limiting procedure. And what I mean by that is just because you have multiple procedures done doesn't mean that you're going to be adding the recovery times together. You're actually going to be saving recovery time. And so as an example, if a patient had a rhinoplasty, which has a 7 to 10 day recovery, and a breast augmentation, which also has a 7 to 10 day recovery, they're only going to need 7 to 10 days to recover. It's not going to be, any longer than that typically. But if a patient had a facelift, which is typically a 2 week recovery, and a tummy tuck, which may be a 4 to 6 week recovery, then they're going to be off 4 to 6 weeks. And that's a lot better than taking 4 to 6 weeks off for a tummy tuck and then later on that year taking another 2 weeks off to have your facelift done. And so, again, it's the recovery is only as lengthy as that rate-limiting procedure is.
And by recovery, we mean that, resuming almost normal activity. So, a tummy tuck, while the incisions are usually healed within a week or two, typically patients are still a little bit slow and they might have some difficulty getting around and performing normal daily activities, but typically at about 4 to 6 weeks, they're doing much better and pretty much able to resume their normal activities.
Lastly, what are the most important questions to ask your plastic surgeon when you're considering procedures being done?
So, you want to ask them about their training background. You can ask them if they are board certified in their medical society or their medical professional society. You can also ask them what their experience is like. How often do they do this procedure? You can ask for before and after pictures. Certainly, visit websites that the surgeon has before and after pictures on, even before you go to the office visit.
And then some things that go without any sort of question to your plastic surgeon, but are more along the lines of the way that you feel when you're meeting your plastic surgeon. So even though you're not going to ask your plastic surgeon, are you trustworthy, that's something that patients need to ask themselves. Are you meshing well with the plastic surgeon that you're interviewing with? Is this someone that you can see working closely with? Because it's not, plastic surgery isn't just doing a procedure and then you're finished. Plastic surgery is a long-lasting relationship because we're going to be taking care of these patients for weeks, months, sometimes even up to a year following their procedures. So we have to mesh well from a relationship standpoint, from a personality standpoint, and it's important to get that good vibe when you're meeting and consulting with a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, it's absolutely important to, feel comfortable with the person who's going to perform your procedure. So that's something that I totally stress and, with my patients, and I often encourage them to meet other doctors to find out if they are a right match. There might be someone else who might feel more comfortable with. So,
and when you're seeing two plastic surgeons, for example, that will be performing multiple procedures on you, it's important to establish that those physicians have a good relationship amongst themselves as well. And Dr. Hendrick and I have a great working relationship. We're friends outside of work as well. And we often ask each other for opinions regarding anything that may be going on our end. And so it's important to understand that we also have a great working relationship with each other, and that always two heads are better than one, and that's what our opinion is that two plastic surgeons are better than one as well.
Well, certainly informative and very helpful information shared here today. Tell us and tell our listeners where they can find your practice online and how they can be in contact as well.
You can find us online at www.plasticsurgerynola.com, and our phone number is 504-533-8848.
Well, Dr. Villargo and Dr. Hendrick, we certainly appreciate your time spent today and for joining us on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
We've been speaking with Dr. Villargo and Dr. Hendrick, who are fellowship-trained plastic surgeons that founded and co-owned the New Orleans Center for Aesthetics and Plastic Surgery. And once again, the website of reference is plasticsurgerynola.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.